This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources, standing in for Daniel Brigman of Numana Foods, numanafood.com. I have now become the general manager of Numana, and I can tell you that is the food choice of our family over all the rest, because as my wife being a naturopathic doctor and a naturopathic health professional as far as a dietitian, we do not like putting things in our body that God did not make. And you know, so many of these food supplies are just loaded down with salt, GMO, and all kinds of additives. Numana Food is the food choice that we select because we can get organic, we can get gluten-free if we need it, and we are going to be expanding the product line here shortly with whole eggs and other products. So, Daniel Brigman, owner of Numana Foods, I recommend you go check them out. And if you're looking for a food supply for these perilous times, I highly recommend that. You know, as I do these programs for Daniel, I tell you, I've been in the preparedness business for over 25 years, and I've been a Christian since I was 16 years old, and I have watched what has gone on in this world. I have looked at it through the eyes of Bible prophecy, and I have seen everything the Bible talks about as far as we're approaching the culmination of the ages, the time when Jesus the Christ will return to this earth and subdue the wickedness, the lawlessness, the evil that we see. It is going to get rough. It is not for the faint of heart. It is not for those who want to have marginal Christianity. It is for those who know their God, and as my guest will tell you, they will be doing exploits. You know, the scripture talks about the Antichrist overcoming the saints. That doesn't mean spiritually. It means he will be able to overcome their physical body. But again, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. You know, I've interviewed Jamie a couple times now, and I have to tell you, I've grown to love him as a brother in the Lord. Just a devout man who has a passion for Jesus Christ. And the thing is, I've read his book numerous times, Omega Dynamics, Equipping a Warrior Class of Christians for the Days Ahead. It's a book forwarded by Steve Quayle. Many of you know Steve Quayle. He doesn't need any introduction. And again, Steve Quayle is somebody I have known since 1995. And I have to admit, the first time I ever listened to him, I went, okay, I'll put that one in the file cabinet and come back later with it. But as I have watched what Steve has said over the years, everything he talked about has come to pass. I mean, God has given him a special insight into the days in which we live, these days of lawlessness. And Steve has forwarded the book that Jamie wrote. It has a preface in it that is excellent. So, again, we've mentioned to get the book Omega Dynamics by Jamie, and there's some exciting news that he has now come out with a workbook, or will be coming out shortly. You can pre-order it. You know, so many times in things that I've learned, if I can have somebody, like I'm a ham radio operator, if I can have somebody really give me instruction of how to do things and not have to learn it for myself the hard way, but I can actually go to school on brothers that have been there ahead of me or people that have been there ahead of me, it makes my learning so much easier and able to equip the saints. So with that said, I would like to introduce my guest, Jamie. Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Robert. Thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure, brother.
You know, I'll tell you, when I first started doing radio so many years ago, I remember the first time I ever did radio was on with Steve Quayle. You know, there were things that you had to really look for as far as news. Today, we see this spirit of lawlessness. And as Johnny Cash used to say, Matthew 24 is knocking at the door. There's no lack of evidence that we are living in unprecedented times. Now, again, we don't give dates out, but it is obvious to me, and I do know to many, that we're living in very perilous times, and I believe they're the times that will lead to the coming of the Messiah. But between now and that date when Jesus returns, we are going to see very perplexing and distressful times. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And you said it, the word of the day is lawlessness, you know. And I had a pastor contact me not too long ago, and he said, hey, you know what, brother, I really like what you have to hear. I think it's prescient, it's important for the church body right now. But I tell you what, you use that word lawlessness too much, and I think it's just overused. And me and my slightly intensive personality, I said, on the contrary, you don't use it near enough. It is the only true and accurate adjective for where we're at right now as a nation, as a people, as a globe, as a church body, is lawlessness. And it has permeated any and every realm that we can even imagine, from our technology to our biology to our atmosphere to our public school systems to our churches, our pulpits, and the pews. And, you know, I liken the lawlessness to really an insurgency. And coming from my background, Marine Corps infantry, Sergeant Marine Corps infantry, I spent time in law enforcement, both federal and local. I've done a couple other different things in life since then, but I liken it to an insurgency, because an insurgency, plain and simple, is a rebellion against any established authority, and it's done through subversion and violence and oppression. That's what an insurgency is. And if there's ever been an insurgency that's being waged against humanity in general, but in particular Christianity and those who bear the name of Jesus Christ, it's what's breaking out onto the scene right now in our generation. And we know, and I know you know, and a lot of listeners know, this war is nothing new, right? This insurgency, it's been going on since the Garden, through the Tower of Babel, on through to the cross, and ultimately at the Valley of Megiddo. But what we're seeing now is an increase in intensity and frequency. And those two words combined paint a very powerful picture of where we're at. And Jesus said it would be like a woman in childbirth, right? And just like in childbirth, at the first onset of contractions, one thing is certain, delivery is imminent. From that very first contraction, delivery is imminent. There's no turning back. There's no rewinding the clock. There's no staving off what is about ready to be birthed. But before that new life can come, the contractions are continually increasing in intensity and frequency. Intensity and frequency, they get closer and closer together, the strength and the power and the pain of those contractions, right up to the climactic revelation of total hardship on the woman. But what's birthed in the end is that new life. And we are seeing that intensity and frequency right now in our day and age, for certain.
You know, I look at it, and even though I know people who are of the Islamic faith that are, I would say, decent people as far as human standards are concerned, but when you look at what Islam has done for the last 1,400 years, the conquest, the brutality, the rape, the sex slavery, the pedophilia, I mean, just the brutality. Some have said up to 600 million people have died under Islam. And yet we see today this deception that women and people are embracing Islam at just unbelievable rates, and at the same time the Christianity, which basically, I mean, it extols the woman. It's the husband is the protector of her. We guard our civilization, the morality of it, all the things, the decent things that humanity has strove for over the years, is being abandoned to a cult that absolutely enslaves humanity. Nowhere has Islam gone that has not brought misery with it, human distress, human suffering, human persecution, and yet we see this deception that people are embracing it. It's a religion of peace, and yet that's just one of the markers. I know Calvin has said that Romanism and Mohammedism were the two horns of the Antichrist, and I think Luther also said that, had that idea. And yet we see this embrace of wickedness, spiritual wickedness. We see this thing with children. I never read stories as a young man, as a new Christian, of where children were being brutalized sexually and physically for just some kind of evil gratification of other people. And yet,
right,
today,
or hear about this too, Robert. It's not only that, but in our nation, you know, I'm seeing on the Today Show or whatever it was, they're parading around an 11-year-old boy as a transgender, letting other sycophant men throw dollars at him. So this lawlessness is so profound and pervasive, we can't even wrap our minds around it. You know, I'm working through Romans right now. I'm spending some time in Romans, and I keep rereading Romans 1 and 2 and Romans 1 and 2. And I'm going, woe to us, Lord. Woe to us. We have been given over to strong delusions to do what we ought not do. And I see a note. There's a note in my Bible that I must have wrote years ago, and it says this is a late sign of the deception. The late sign is how we're given over to these perversions because we refuse to believe the truth and instead believe the lie. And I truly believe that we as a nation, as a globe, and again, even as famous as Christianity from many in the pulpits, not all of them, but many, is that we have been given over. It's a done deal. We're past tense. There's a lateness to the prophetic hour that I feel like many are failing to even remotely be able to embrace because it's so vile. Our normalcy bias won't allow us to even enter into it. You know, whether it's Islam or it's the LGBTQ or it's the pick another alphabet type of mix of letters that people want to throw together. These things are all coming ahead at the same time, and that's not even touching on what's going on with emerging technologies and transhumanism and all the other freak show stuff that's coming to bear on the world. And that's why, really, I know your passion, my passion, a lot of other men and women's passion is to spend our time to seek the Lord's face while it may be found, to really grow our roots down deep into our identity in Jesus Christ, to solidify our identity in Him. So as these things continue to emerge, we will stand confidently and unashamed and boldly, and we will be able to look in His face at His coming with honor and with valor and with commendation, not condemnation, but commendation, because we know our Lord. We are fearless to stand for His kingdom and for His cause, and we're willing to get back into the muck and mire and actually be a part of seeking and saving the lost who are still bound in this garbage heap that's occurring in our nation.
You know, warfare is messy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we want to keep it clean. We think, you know, we want to have this proper and prim Christianity. But I have seen warfare, and I know you've seen it more than I have, and we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. But anyhow, Jamie Walden, Omega Dynamics, and his new book coming out, The Work Guide. I'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So this is Bob Griswold, back with Jamie Walden of Omega Dynamics, and we were just talking before the break. You know, so many times I listen to modern Christianity and read modern Christianity books, and they want to make it, you know, as one says, your best life now. They want to make it pretty, acceptable. They want to make it clean. And yet, you know, I was asked, Jamie, one time when I was thinking about joining a youth group at a church, and they asked me if I had ever belonged to a radical organization. And I said, absolutely. And it stunned them at first because they were probably thinking some kind of, you know, right-wing fundamentalist radical group. And I said, no, biblical Christianity. It is a radical organization, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's radical beyond comprehension if we know and understand who our warrior king is, King Jesus, you know, and at his first coming, you know, even with the Christmas scene approaching us, or the Christmas season approaching us, sorry, is, we remember Christ's first coming, his first advent. And at Christ's first advent, he came as Messiah ben Joseph, a suffering servant. You know, and at the time, people didn't recognize him for who he was because they were all expecting a conquering king. So they totally, not only did they miss him and misrepresent him, but they actually maligned him and put him to death because he didn't come to them in the way that they wanted, in the way that they were expecting, in the way that fed their flesh for what they were looking for. Well, Christ is rapidly approaching a time when he's coming in his second advent. And at his second advent, he's coming as Messiah ben David, the coming conquering king. And again, I fear to the church, those who are supposed to be looking for him, those who have the word of the Lord, the immutable word of the Lord before them day and night, are not looking for a conquering king. They're looking at and studying and longing for a suffering servant, somebody who's going to coddle them, who's going to who's going to are who they think embraces their sinful lifestyles, who embraces their apathy and their slothfulness. But the fact of the matter remains is that the Lord is coming again, and His second advent is approaching, and He's coming as a warrior king. It says He's riding out to make war. His robe is blood-drenched. Why? Why is He doing that? Because He's love, and love itself is willing to conquer, and love, authentic love, is willing to lay down its life. Jesus already demonstrated that for us, and love is willing to fight for freedom. And Christ Jesus will always stand the test of time into all eternity, from everlasting to everlasting, as the true and better freedom fighter. He's willing to come and set us free from oppression, set us free from captivity, set us free from the deceptions and the sabotage and the insurrectionists of the rebel hordes from hell and of our own fleshly desires. And it's because He has already set this perfect example for us that He calls us, the redeemed of the Lord, those who call on His name and are boasting in His blood and in His righteousness, He calls us to be freedom fighters as well, and to stand as the true and better counterinsurgency, right? We already mentioned that there is an insurgency being waged against us. Well, guess what? For every insurgency, there is always a counterinsurgency, and we are that counterinsurgency.
Amen, amen. You know, I went on to explain to those people that were asking me, interviewing me, and I did. They took me in, and I was a youth leader for quite a few years. But I said, Christianity is a martial religion. It's not a polite religion. And I don't mean we go out and in the physical and, you know, do it, but it is a bloody, messy religion, because we fight a spiritual warfare that is brutal. All we have to do is look around today, and we see the drug addiction, the sex trafficking, the breakup of the family, all these things of people who've rejected God. You know, in Romans, it basically says that the gateway to depravity is the denial of God's existence. And we've seen a civilization that has denied His existence, and we have watched the destruction of everything that is decent. You are a Marine. How diminishing are fighting skills if we do not practice them, if we do not engage them on a regular basis? How are the skills we learn, is it a diminishing skill?
Absolutely. I mean, we get trained at a degree where what we say and do and how we respond in the face of overwhelming fear or overwhelming odds or whatever the case might be is through muscle memory. And the only way to create muscle memory is to train for the fight that you're not yet in. And the only way to create muscle memory is to do today what you plan on doing later on. And that's why even the book that the Lord laid on my heart to write, Omega Dynamics, and now the study guide to go along with it, is focusing on doing exactly that. You can't expect to go from the recruiter's office to being a warrior overnight. It just doesn't happen.
That's the thing of, you know, come down and get saved, and then you've covered all the bases. Yep. You've got your fire insurance policy. No, I know, because we shoot weekly, and if I don't shoot, it's a diminishing skill. I forget how to do it. I forget where that dot hits the, you know, target. We're coming up on a break again. But it is something I'd like to talk about when we get back, of how we need to continue it and put it into practice in perpetuity. It's not something we've done once and that covers the base.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has an update after his meeting with President Trump today at the White House.
He will not sign the bill that came up from the Senate last evening because of his legitimate concerns for border security. So what we're going to do is go back to the House and work with our members. We want to keep the government open, but we also want to see an agreement that protects the border. We have very serious concerns about securing our border.
President Trump is still taking some heat over his decision to withdraw right around 2,000 troops from Syria. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on why this isn't a good move.
This is not Afghanistan or Iraq. This is not a police action. This is not on behalf of another country. This is on behalf of the United States. But ISIS has now become an insurgency. They still control territory, and they are trying to reconstitute themselves in a more powerful way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250AC, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Yes, we're back with Jamie Walden from Omega Dynamics, and we're going to be talking about his new book here shortly. But, Jamie, I want to throw something out to you, two things, two scriptures. It says, "For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon you." And then the counter scripture to that is, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and daughters." Would you comment on those two scriptures? Come out from among them, and gross darkness will cover the people in the earth, but the Lord shall rise upon you.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that Isaiah 60, 1 through 2, which is what you quoted at first, is, mm-hmm. is what is highlighted on the back cover of my book, Omega Dynamics, because that's truly a declaring call of the Lord in every generation, right? In every generation, it's immutable, but it's one that we need to heed and pay close attention to right here and now in our generation. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Because of that thick darkness that covers the earth and the thick darkness to people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Right? And that's why we see this juxtaposition even with Daniel 11:32, where the Lord says, and those who know their, he's speaking about the end times. Daniel gives revelation about the time of the end, the generation of the time of the end. He's basically laying out how terrible it's going to be. But then he goes on to say this in Daniel 11:32, but those who know their God will go forth and do exploits. So you have, again, this parallel thing going on of great tumult and tribulation and deception and men's hearts failing for fear of what they see coming onto the earth. But at the same time, you have those who know their God and do exploits. And that's the key distinction, even with what you were just quoting as well about coming out from among them. Those who know their God are those who have already counted the cost. And they don't fear their life so much as they're afraid to lose them, like we read in Revelation. They know their Lord. They know the object of their faith, Jesus Christ. They're not relying or dependent on the strength of their faith and some humanistic carnal striving. They don't have all the super duper cool edgy information about all the conspiratorial stuff that's coming out. But they actually know their God, and they know how to employ and deploy their force multipliers that we already have been afforded to us in Jesus Christ. We've been told that we've been given every spiritual gift that we need for living a life in godliness. And we've also been told that our weapons through Christ are mighty to the tearing down of every stronghold and every false pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We've also been assured that we have been given the power to tread upon the lion and the scorpion and over all of the powers of darkness. This is just who we are in Christ Jesus. This is our identity. We are free from sin. We're free from the obligation to do what our carnal nature urges us to do. We're free to fight, we're free to live, and we're free to die, knowing that death has lost its sting. And so this is why it's so critical for the people with ears to hear, and those who are even listening right now, that they would seek to grow and learn and be refined and rebuked and chastised if need be into knowing who they are, into knowing their God and knowing their identity in God through Christ Jesus.
So Jamie, you know, as in the natural, I know, I like training in the physical. I mean, I like shooting, I like hiking, I like reading maps, compasses, I like doing all those things that are skills. So in the spiritual realm, for the spiritual warrior, the Christian warrior, what are the tools? What are the things that he does? And I want you to start to incorporate this into your study guide that you're coming out with. I think it's going to come out in January, and I would strongly recommend people get it because it's that manual how-to. You read a book. I've read books on ham radio. I've read books on hiking. I've read books on all these different survival skills. But when you can get a book that says, this is how you do it, this is the way you do it, it makes learning so much easier for those people because you're actually going to school on the work of other people. And it says, as iron sharpens iron, that's how the relationship between brothers and sisters in Christ are. There are brothers that come into my life that sharpen me, and there's things that I have that I use, that God uses in their lives to sharpen them. I'm really looking forward to this book coming out. But what are the tools? What are the training methods for the Christian in these days? You know, what should we be doing to be able to stand in this wicked day? Because it says every foundation is going to be shaken in heaven and earth. When I think of that,
absolutely.
Everything.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean the physical realm, the planets, the everything we see in the spiritual realm, everything is going to be shaken. And if your feet are not on the solid rock, if they're on the sand, then we know what happens. You're going to suffer loss. So what should the believer be doing? And then incorporate that into what your study guide will offer.
Yeah, well, even today, you know, the study guide is available for pre-order, and it's actually designed to be used for church groups, men's groups, youth groups, women's groups, any type of group. It's meant to be used so that iron can actually sharpen iron, and that as you go through the book, you're really being forced to self-examine with integrity and sincerity and depth. This isn't something that you can just read through and go, oh, okay, cool, check the box, read another Christian book. I got a couple Christianese catchphrases out of it. This is, it's really meant to challenge you and grow your roots down deep into the stream of living water, which is Jesus Christ. And the book itself, Omega Dynamics, has over 900 plus scriptures in it. And same with the study guide. So the bottom line is that this, it's not just the ramblings of another guy or anything else like that. It's just the amazing word of the Lord that refreshes me, restores me, rebukes me, reproves me, just as it would anybody else as they're reading the word of the Lord. And even today I was working on this study guide actually, and I was going through some of the aspects of our force multipliers that we have through Christ Jesus. The warrior class of the Lord has been afforded these radical force multipliers. And in specifically, I kind of coined a phrase in the book called the Jehoshaphat J-Dam. Now, if anybody's familiar with what a J-Dam is, they got really popular in the first Gulf War because they were the laser-guided bombs that had the camera on the nose. So you would see it getting closer, 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 right on the target, and then boom, the camera would go into white fuzz, right? So it was letting you know that that bomb just hit exactly what it was aiming for. And what a J-Dam does is it takes a dumb bomb, and it equips it with a laser command link guided system, and it turns that dumb bomb into a smart bomb so that it always hits exactly what it's intended to hit, and it leaves a devastating damage on the exact intended target that it was meant for. And so if we're looking at the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, we see very powerful biblical truths for how, for a mandate that God has established for his people, that Jehoshaphat walked out in real time, where he took the dumb bomb efforts of men and he turned them into J-dams through prayer, through fasting, and through worshiping. And it says, Jehoshaphat was alarmed, but he resolved to inquire of the Lord. That's such a huge revelation for people to know to understand. He resolved to inquire of the Lord. He called a fast for the people. He set them about worshiping and singing and praising the Lord. And the Lord said, get up, Jehoshaphat. Go out on the battlefield to meet the enemy. But guess what? I'm going to fight for you. You put on your gear. You put on your kit. You make ready. You do your weapons checks, your comms checks, your gear checks. And you get out there and watch what I'll do on your behalf. And we need to, what the church has done for the last 60 or 80 years is has been a mile wide and an inch deep, right? We've been carpet bombing everything. And all it's doing is leaving all the targets that should be destroyed intact and destroying everything else that should have been left intact. So what we have need of right now in this generation is that the believers, the warrior class of the Lord, start getting really focused on the word and on the Lord, on prayer, on fasting, and storing up the word and etching it on the fleshly dog tag of their heart, and actually having these laser guided munitions to exact devastating damage upon the heads of our enemy and even the enemy of our own flesh as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, I just think that if we're not employing these things I'm sure as a Marine, you saw Marines that trained hard and you maybe saw some that didn't train as hard. And then when combat comes, when the battle comes, those that have pushed themselves in the physical realm, I mean, they have an exponential greater chance of surviving that battle than those who maybe did what was marginal just to get by. And today in America's pulpits, I mean, you know, and not all of them, but a lot of them, the message is do what just to get by, to get into heaven, you know, walk down the streets of gold. And yet we suffer loss. I mean, there's two types of believers. There's those that when they stand before the Lord will have gold and precious stones, and there's those that will have wood, hay, and stubble. You know, at 63, you said something the other day that was very thought-provoking. You know, you said you've lived the majority of your life, or as you know, and I have. You know, I know that in physical realm, it's a struggle to keep up. You know, to keep what used to become easy, and so it really starts to bring into focus what is important. That one day and soon, I will stand before His Majesty, and my gold or precious stones or hay, wood, and stubble will be there. When we get back again, I want to talk more about the dynamics of your new the study guide and what people can do to get a hold of it, and look forward to that. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR.
It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know, I can't believe how fast these times go. Jamie, I really enjoy talking with you. And I'm looking forward to getting the book. I went online last night and I think I bought a half a dozen copies. I want to share something, Jamie. You know, in my Christian life, the Lord has led me down some ways. And I remember as a general contractor in Florida, building these mega homes for people, doing pretty good. All of a sudden, I was in my office one day and the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to close your business down and move to Montana. I would be with Steve Quayle. And, you know, we did that and my wife went along with it. That was scary. We were leaving the state of Florida in a U-Haul because we'd sold almost everything we had and we were driving to Montana, which we'd never lived in before. And I looked at my wife and I said, honey, do you think we've done the right thing? And I'll never forget her response. She said, I hope you know we've done the right thing. And right there in that U-Haul, we just prayed a quick prayer. I mean, you know, I couldn't close my eyes because I was driving the U-Haul, but, and we basically said, Lord, give us guidance and let us know we've done the right thing. Jamie, within 2 or 3 seconds later, this tractor trailer passed us. We were going slower than everybody else on the road. And somebody had written in large letters on the back of that tractor trailer, go west to my son. You know, and that's not even the quote. The quote is go west, young man. But somebody wrote, go west, my son. You know, we went out there and it really changed a lot of the way we did things in our Christian walk. But if we hadn't risked being obedient to the Lord and something was extremely radical, we'd have never gone down the path that I'd gone to. It ended up in Tennessee. I shared with you some of the things I'm not going to talk about on the radio of just where that led me, and, you know, a lot of travel and seeing a lot of things, and just being obedient to the Lord and that which was radical brought just amazing victories that God showed me. And I think we've lost that sense of doing that which is radical. Not that we have to go out and create it. The Lord is capable of creating it in our life. But so two things. Speak to that, how, you know, the Lord, I mean, I know when you showed up in Branson, you shared with me your story and how it was radical. The things the Lord asked you to do, like, who, me? You, and address that. And then again, how do you get this new book that you're coming out with, the study guide? And if you address that issue, the radicalness of what sometimes he asks us to do. And if we do that, the rewards are so great. You were a Marine, and being radical, I know you told me 1,800 Marines took down a city of 2 million people. That's insane.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? What you're addressing speaks a lot to even, I know, the burden in my heart, how the Lord touched it, and a lot of what he's laid on me to share with those who have ears to hear in this book and with the study guide as well, is that, again, it keeps coming back to that identity in Christ, that knowing of the Lord, I can't say it enough times. And it just so happens while we're on that short break, the Lord laid on my heart to look up 2 Chronicles 16:9 again. And I always think of this, how the Lord is looking for a few good men, like the old 80s Marine Corps model, right? Looking for a few good men. The Lord God Almighty is looking for a few good men. It says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. It doesn't say to strengthen those whose hearts are in salvation. It doesn't say those who have salvation or who are converts to Christianity will go forth and do exploits. It says those who know him, those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And what we see is a very distinct thing to those who have counted the cost, right? Luke 14, Jesus calls his disciples, and those within hearing, he said, you better count the cost. Everybody wants to follow me until they realize I'm going to Calvary or Golgotha. Everybody wants to follow Christ Jesus until they realize that you're going to have to die, and you're going to have to die to yourself. You're going to have to die to your desires, your sin, your flesh, your carnal ambitions, your worldly validations that you're always seeking from other people. You're going to have to die to those things. But when you do, you gain it all. And I know, like you, Robert, we've shared some intimate details of how the Lord's led us in life, you know. And the Lord's asked me, and I think he asked everybody. It just depends, I guess, on how sometimes we respond. He's asked me to do things that are very, very costly. You know, I told you about going back to Iraq in 2014 and most recently being in the mission field in the Dominican Republic for the last 2 years and even coming into writing this book and all these things. And at each turn, the Lord says, I have more for you if you want it, son. I have more. It's going to cost you. It's going to be difficult. But I'm telling you, I will never leave you or forsake you even to the end of the age. I'm right here with you. And the reward is going to be rich. The more and more you die to yourself, the more and more alive and well Christ becomes in you. And that is the whole focus and purpose of this book that the Lord's laid on me, the study that goes along with the book, is that we would have such a confidence in our identity in Christ Jesus that we can truly be among those who stand firm to the end. Not only do we stand firm, not only are we bold and resolute, but we are actually tearing down strongholds and we're seeking and saving the lost. The Lord says, he who wins souls is wise. Well, there's a great end times tribulation coming, but there's also a great end times harvest coming. And those whose hearts are fully committed to the Lord, he has a mission already foreknown for you. And it doesn't matter how feeble you feel, what age you are, what your lot in life is, what your status is, what you think your standing is. The Lord calls the things that are not as if they are. He called Gideon a warrior when he was not. He called Abraham the father of many nations when he was not. He told David he was going to be a king when he was yet a shepherd boy. He called Peter the rock of the church when he was a coward and turned his back on Jesus in his moment of greatest need. And he called Paul to minister to the church when he was in the midst of persecuting it.
So this and Sarah, who was barren, that's the mother of many nations. It's like she was a barren woman.
Yep. And so when I speak of the warrior class, and when I speak to my Christian brothers and sisters and those who have ears to hear about being a warrior, it's not sensationalistic. This isn't some emotional predatory appeal. This is just who you are. It doesn't matter if you feel like it or not. It's who you are because the Lord God Almighty, who is the Lord of war, the Lord is his name. The Lord is a man of war. He will stir up his zeal like a man of war. This is who your commander in chief is, and Jesus Christ is the captain of your salvation. And this is the culture, the community, the caste, the class, the body that he has called you into. It just is. It doesn't matter how you feel. So the desire of my heart, and I know the Lord's heart, is that we would stand up in a knowing of that and actually go out and do what he's called us to do because his perfect love has cast out all fear from our lives.
Jamie, we are coming up at the end. How do people get your book? How do they pre-order this book right now?
Absolutely. Well, the book Omega Dynamics and the workbook and some other warrior swag can be found at omegadynamics.org. That's omegadynamics.org. And the deal with the study guide is that it goes chapter by chapter along with the book so that it can be used in, like I said, small groups, home groups, church groups, on an individual level, however you best see fit to actually have these truths work deep, deep down into your heart.
You know, again, I would just encourage people, we're approaching a time when Christianity is going to become radical, and if you're not sold out to Jesus, the storm is going to take you away. The Bible talks about the great end time deception, and only those who know their God will walk through this. Brother, it has been such a blessing to talk to you, and we pray your blessing on your life and your ministry, and I encourage people to get the book because it is worth reading and studying. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.